Welcome to another Your Safe Haven podcast. I'm Steve McNamara. Today we will be discussing how to get a protection from abuse order. We have a special guest with us today, Emily Furnish, Victim Advocate Counselor with Your Safe Haven, Inc. Emily is a graduate of Ramapo College in New Jersey with a Bachelor of Arts in Psychology and a minor in Substance Abuse Counseling. Emily has been in the field since 2012, working with individuals with a multitude of needs, ranging from adolescents working through co-occurring disorders, the chronic homeless with comorbidity, at-risk families in Blair County, and domestic violence and sexual assault survivors in Bedford County. Emily's specialty at Your Safe Haven, Inc., is primarily advocating through civil procedure and helping individuals and families navigate both the civil and criminal process. Emily believes the individual and their needs come first and is passionate about what she does here at Your Safe Haven. Welcome, Emily.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Emily, we're really glad to have you. A lot of questions have come to mind concerning this subject, such as, what is a protection from abuse order?
So a protection from abuse order, also known as a PFA, is a civil order issued by the court that prohibits an abuser from abusing, stalking, harassing, threatening, or attempting to threaten to use any physical force against a victim or a protected party that's listed in the petition, and it prohibits contact. A PFA can also be filed without any criminal charges being filed or reporting the abuse to law enforcement. However, Your Safe Haven, Inc. does recommend for crimes to be reported to law enforcement, and an advocate can accompany you to make this report. However, the choice is yours and only yours to make.
Okay, thank you. Specifically, what is abuse?
So there are many forms of abuse, ranging from economic abuse, emotional abuse, verbal abuse, physical abuse, and sexual abuse. However, according to the PFA Act, for the purpose of filing for a PFA, abuse consists of causing or trying to cause any bodily injury, sexual offenses, physical or sexual abuse of minor children, putting someone in reasonable fear of imminent serious bodily injury, stalking, or repeatedly committing other acts that cause the person to fear for reasonable bodily injury, false imprisonment, or interfering with the person's freedom of movement.
Emily, who may file for protection from abuse?
So to file a PFA, you must meet the relationship criteria of a current or former intimate partner or sexual partner. This includes dating relationships or a current or former spouse or a family member related through blood or marriage.
Is there a cost to anyone for filing a protection from abuse order?
There is no cost to the filer. However, at a final PFA hearing, the judge may impose the cost on the defendant if there is a finding of abuse at the final PFA hearing.
How and where does someone file for protection from abuse?
To file for a PFA in Bedford County, you would complete the PFA petition with an advocate at the Your Safe Haven, Inc. office. Following the completion of the petition, an advocate would accompany you to the courthouse for a hearing with the judge at 1 p.m. to obtain the temporary order.
Will an order issued in Bedford County be enforced in another county or state?
Your PFA order will follow you and protect you wherever you go. Your order will prohibit the abuser from having any contact with you or any other protected party listed in the order, directly or indirectly, in any place that you may be found.
What should someone bring with them to obtain a PFA?
To file a PFA here at Your Safe Haven, we will need contact information for both the victim and the abuser. To file, an advocate must have a date of birth and address for the abuser.
Emily, is there any way to protect or screen my address from the abuser?
Yes, if you would like to have your address kept confidential from the abuser, we can list your address as confidential in the court records.
Should I engage an attorney?
You can choose to hire an attorney or choose to represent yourself.
How does someone receive a temporary protection from abuse order after filing the protection from abuse petition?
Only the judge would be able to grant a temporary protection from abuse order. In most instances, we can complete the petition and receive a temporary order in one day. During the hearing, with only the petitioner without the abuser present, the judge reads over the petition and determines if the temporary order will be issued to the victim based off of the allegations listed in the petition.
So what happens when the defendant is served?
The sheriff will serve the defendant based off of the information that is provided by you. If eviction of a shared residence is granted, the sheriff will allow the abuser to get a small bag of personal items and will then make sure the abuser leaves the property. Also, you can request for the sheriffs to pick up small items such as house keys, garage door openers, medical cards, social security cards, and birth certificates in your petition. The sheriff will only be able to pick up items included in the petition, which is approved by the judge.
So how do I obtain a final protection from abuse order?
To obtain a final protection from abuse order, you will have court on the following Tuesday of when you file. At this time, the defendant will be present and will have the right to either agree to the final order being entered or request a hearing. The burden of proof is on the individual who filed the protection from abuse order. Evidence through testimony, photographs, text messages will be taken. The judge then may enter an order if there is a finding that the abuse occurred, and a final order can be ordered for up to 3 years.
What specific protection may I ask for?
There are various forms of relief that can be requested. These consist of prohibiting the abuser from abusing, harassing, stalking, threatening, or attempting to threaten to use any physical force against you, eviction from your residence so that the defendant cannot return to your property, custody of minor children, prohibiting contact with you and your children directly or indirectly from acquiring or possessing any firearms, from stalking family and household members listed in the petition. You can also request for the abuser to pay temporary support for the victim and their children, and for the abuser to pay reasonable financial losses suffered as a result of the abuse. The cost of the action, your attorney fees, and other relief that the court deems appropriate, and for the sheriff to serve a copy of the temporary order to the abuser.
How can I get a copy of my PFA order?
When you're filing the temporary PFA, you will have a meeting with the judge, and you will leave with your temporary order on that same day. After a final PFA has been entered, the court will mail out your final order.
What do I do if the conditions of the PFA are violated by the defendant?
All violations should be reported to law enforcement as soon as possible so that an investigation can be conducted. It is advised that you keep all text messages, voicemails, or letters from the abuser to show as evidence to law enforcement. A PFA is a civil matter until it is violated. Then the abuser can be charged criminally with violating the order. If an indirect criminal contempt of the order is filed, there will be an additional hearing where you will have the opportunity to meet with the DA's office to discuss what you would think would be an appropriate resolution. Some examples would include a period of incarceration, probation, anger management, drug and alcohol treatment, PFA extension, and/or fines. The DA's office will then make an agreement or have a hearing to prove that the violation occurred. At this hearing, the abuser has certain rights, such as the right to obtaining a lawyer. A Your Safe Haven advocate would accompany you through this process.
Can my final order be extended?
Yes, it absolutely can. If it meets the requirements of the abuser committing acts of abuse after the PFA order was entered, the abuser engaged in a pattern or practice that indicates continued risk of harm to the victim or minor children, or if the PFA order is violated, an extension should be requested at the indirect criminal contempt hearing.
What if I want to change my order?
You can modify or withdraw your order at any point in time. To do this, you can have your attorney file a petition to the court or write a letter to the judge asking to have a hearing scheduled. Another hearing date will be scheduled. However, the order will not be modified until the judge modifies or withdraws the order in court.
Emily, what help is available at night or on weekends or when court is not in session?
Your Safe Haven, Inc. has an advocate on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. To reach the on-call advocate, please call our office at 814-623-7664. If you find yourself in a situation where the Your Safe Haven, Inc. office is closed, an advocate is available by phone to safety plan with you and discuss your needs. If you find yourself in immediate danger, please contact law enforcement immediately.
Emily, thank you so much for being here with us. That was very enlightening. Folks, tune in 2 weeks for What to Do If You Have Been Sexually Assaulted in Bedford County. I'm Steve McNamara. Till next time.